You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Saturday Morning Radio with Alice, presented by the NZ International Comedy Festival, powered by Flick Electric Co.
I'm joined by Nick Sampson, who is a hilarious comedian, an actor, all around. I said in the beginning of the show, overachiever, just doing things everywhere, seems like. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm real good. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Like I said, it's just, there's a bit of sun poking through and I'm feeling positive about the weekend.
You have to. Yeah, feels great.
No other way to feel. You've brought in some clips. I reckon maybe let's just get straight into one.
Yeah, great. So my first clip is a friend of mine called Angela Dravid, and she's a new comedian, and she's a Billy T nominee this year, and I just really wanted, I really want everyone to experience more of her comedy, because it's insane, and I love it.
I'm really glad you brought this in, because I'm also a huge fan. She's so funny.
Great.
She's just so funny.
Great.
Okay, let's play it.
Have you guys heard of Omegle? Omegle is a website where you can chat to strangers either through webcam or by messaging, like typing. So I was on Omegle, and it's amazing how many dicks there are. I was chatting to one guy, and he asked me to rate his dick. I was like, 3? 4, 3. And then he asked me if I like to suck dick. I was like, I don't know, is dick halal? The rest of the conversation was really quite awkward. But that's not quite as awkward as sex, right? I was dating a guy who was really into computers, and in the middle of that, I made the sound of a USB connecting and disconnecting.
I feel a little bit sad that the listeners at home couldn't see her also, because I love watching her deliver this stuff.
I know. Gosh, she looks so terrified all the time, and I think that's, it's just the best.
It's a part of her charm, right? Because she, I mean, she knows what she's doing, but you're just like, ah!
She is a savant. She's a genius.
She is amazing. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that in. So you have a show at the Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Nick Sampson Jewel Heist.
Yeah.
Running from May 9th to May 13th at the Basement Theatre. What can we expect from this show?
My show last year was called Nick Sampson Has Fallen Down a Well. Basically, about a year before you do your show, you have to come up with a title. So I've taken to doing like really high concept titles and then just really like painting myself into a corner. So this one's about me stealing a diamond, and it's going to be relatable stand-up material based around that.
Okay, great. I feel like this is a bit mean, but I have been asking the comedians that come in, like, how prepped are you? How much of it is written?
It's written.
Oh,
it's
that's
just
good.
Just refining it, just making it really good at the moment, which is a process that makes me hate myself. it's a really good time to be. It's a great time to be like publicizing it, because it's going to be great.
Yeah, I reckon so. I actually missed Nick Sampson's Fallen Down a Well, but I heard good things from so many different sources that I trust. So,
oh, that's good.
I'm going to say that it was good.
It was. I had a good time. A lot of people said that it was cancelled, but that was a lie.
And I feel like I've seen you perform a few times. I feel like often you're, because you are an actor, you've obviously got that background, that sometimes your stand-up can sort of veer into being quite, I don't know, proper acty, I'm going to say.
Yeah, I do a lot of acty stuff, definitely.
Yeah, a lot of acty stuff in there.
I do a lot of characters and kind of sketch stuff, I think, which is because that's where my background is, writing sketch as well. So, yeah, a lot of that stuff in it.
So we'll expect that in this next show?
Oh, for sure.
Definitely. And that leads nicely into the fact that you've actually brought in a sketch for us to play.
Yeah, hopefully this plays out well on the radio, but it's one of my favourites recently from Saturday Night Live with Kate McKinnon.
Oh, Kate McKinnon's a genius, isn't she?
She's awesome.
Okay, let's play it.
I'm Agent Morris with the NSA, and this is Special Agent Kirkpatrick. Now, we know you've all been through quite an ordeal, so we appreciate you making the trip to Washington on such short notice.
Yes, you three experienced the first verified case of alien abduction, so naturally you are of great interest to the United States government.
It's nuts, man. I mean, we're just small-town buds who saw a UFO in the woods. I mean, now we're hanging out with the government.
Okay. Now, after the blue light pulled you into the spacecraft, what is your next memory?
I came to and saw a beautiful being made of, like, a beautiful calming light.
Yeah, same here. That being touched my head, I felt every emotion in its purest form. It was amazing, and I cried, sir.
Okay, and you, Miss Rafferty?
Wow. What floor were you guys on? I woke up in a dirty metal dome and 40 little gray aliens watched me pee in a steel bowl. And they took the bowl, walked out.
Interesting. Were these beings also bathed in light?
No. They were gray with big fat eyes, little mouths. They just stared while I peed. I don't think I was dealing with the top brass.
And how did they instruct you to urinate? Was that telepathically?
No. I woke up, I had to pee like a camel. So I started peeing, and one of the gray aliens slapped the wall and pointed at the bowl. So I got the hint, I kind of ducked, walked over the bowl, peed in it.
Yes, I see. Now, when you all awoke, were you clothed?
I was wrapped in, like, a robe made out of warm, glowing energy.
Yeah, like a blanket made out of pure love.
Yeah, a little different for me. I had my shirt I came in with, but my pants were gone. So my coot was out. I was full Porky Pig in it in a drafty dome.
Now, did you all stay on the same ship the entire time, or...?
Well, you know, my body did, but my consciousness was shown what lies beyond time and space. It was so beautiful. I'm sorry, I'm just crying about this, thinking about it a little bit.
Do you need a tissue?
What? No, I'm sorry, I'll use my shirt.
The aliens showed my mind the furnace of all creation, what we would call God.
What? These fancy cats are seeing God. Meanwhile, I'm starting phase two, which is me sitting on a stool while 40 gray aliens take turns gently batting my knockers. Did y'all get the knocker stuff?
No knocker stuff, sorry.
And did you feel threatened, Miss Rafferty?
No. They were real respectful about it. They were in a line, and then one by one they'd step up, slap a knocker, and then go to the end of the line, wait for another turn. It didn't hurt. It was like, I'm sorry, pardon me, Sharon. It's kind of like that. No harm, no foul.
And it hurts. It hurts.
Perhaps they were collecting biological data?
No. That felt super off the books. I swear to God, there was one gray alien by a door just kind of peeking in. I think he was the lookout. Look, it wasn't my worst Wednesday night.
And how did the aliens return you all to Earth?
I was carried down gently. I was carried down gently in a cradle of light placed into a soft bed of wildflowers.
Yeah, the light laid me down like a baby in a meadow near my house. I was smiling and weeping, tears of joy, sir.
All right, well, now this missed me a little bit. Because my grand exit was out of what was basically like a big airplane toilet, okay? I dropped down 7 feet on the roof of a Long John Silver's. They threw out my pants separately. They missed the roof. My slacks landed in a frickin' pine tree 30 feet away. So I had to just chill up there with my damn coot coot and prune shoe hanging till the place opened up.
Man, you got screwed.
Oh, you think, Todd?
Well, we'd like to take you guys for physical examinations now.
Yeah, all right. They're going to be in the knocker stuff?
Possibly. I'm sorry.
No, don't be. Just be gentle, because they're pretty banged up. Tell me about God. What's God's deal?
Oh, man. Oh, man. I was saying off air, I really like that you've brought in a range of different things. We've got some stand-up, we've got a sketch, something a little bit different next. But it's,
yeah.
Saturday Night Live, I think, is an interesting one I found here, because the only people I know, like, in New Zealand that watch it are comedy nerds.
Yeah, well, you have to really seek it out, don't you? Like, you can never watch the videos on YouTube. You've got to, like, illegally download them and stuff. And that just makes it feel cool, even though it's like this very mainstream thing.
Yeah, over in the States, but here, you know, it's like, yeah. They never really put it on TV here, I guess, either.
No.
Hard with the topical. But have you found it is a source of inspiration for your sketch writing?
Yeah, definitely that, and like Key and Peele and Amy Schumer and all the classics. Like. Because we do topical stuff. I work for Jono and Ben, and we write a lot of topical stuff. So we're often like, we write a sketch, and then we'll be like, oh, crap, has Saturday Night Live done it better? And, you know, sometimes we're like, well, I feel like we've done a better job. Most of the times they have, but, you know, it's good. It's good competition.
It must be disappointing. Mm. Okay, well, next clip, also some Saturday Night Live alum.
Yeah, so this is Will Ferrell and Christian Wiig doing, they're introducing an award at the Golden Globes. It's just real, real funny.
Okay.
It's real funny.
We would hope so, Nick. We would hope so.
It's so
you
really.
Had one job, which was to bring in something funny. Now let's have a play. Will Ferrell and Christian Wiig at the Golden Globe Awards.
It is our distinct honor to be presenting tonight in the category of Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture, Comedy, or Musical.
And this year, the Golden Globes has asked if each presenter would watch all of the films in their category to have an appreciation of these amazing performances, which I did. I totally watched them. Did you?
Yes. Yes.
So it's only five films. It's only five films.
Crazy.
So
you just watch them.
You sit down, you pop them in, you watch them. It's not a big deal.
Not a big deal. Oh my gosh.
And wow, these performances.
Oh my gosh.
These performances. Emily Blunt.
Salmon fishing.
In the Yemen.
Emily Blunt, always beautiful. Always amazing.
And when the salmon are coming out.
And when the bad guy comes, and the salmon's like.
And you're in Yemen. And Judy Dench. Where did she come from? unknown.
Amazing.
She used to be a police officer, and her first movie,
Best Exotic
Marigold Hotel.
Oh my
and
gosh.
She comes into
and,
town.
And she's on that tractor.
That tractor and
with
the marigolds
everywhere.
Are
just in her hair.
And
she comes in that one scene.
Oh,
you know that
she
scene.
Looks
she,
at the town people,
and she's
and
like,
she says, you
get out of here. Get out. Jennifer
Lawrence. Silver,
oh my gosh. Love Silver, Jennifer Lawrence.
J-Law. Oh, love
J-Law.
Her. Silver Linings.
Playbook. Oh my gosh.
And the silver. I thought it was an animated film.
I know.
Film.
The silver that she's collected.
She's over
that,
time.
And they try to take it and she
and
comes
she says,
in.
No, that's she's, my cookbook.
Yes.
And
she comes in and
she's says,
like,
you get out of here. Get out!
She means it.
Maggie Smith in the cordet. No one knows what the cordet is. And it's ambiguous.
And you're like, you think you know what it is, and then
like,
that guy comes.
And he's like, I think I know what the cordet is. But he doesn't. And what does that say?
Here. I don't. Mariel Street.
Mariel Street. Hope Springs. And
oh
she's
gosh.
The
she
sassy
plays,
sheriff.
That sassy sheriff.
I'm Hope Springs. And
Southern, that accent. And that old, and that town.
The town.
She comes in on the horse.
In on
and
the
that
horse
scene,
and the scene.
Scene.
Where she looks at the town people.
You get out of here.
Once again, here are the nominees.
From salmon fishing in the Yemen, Emily Blunt. From the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, Judi Dench.
Can fade that out. Just watching two people that are so good at what they do work together.
Just improvising. It's so good.
Just warms my heart. I'm going to be honest. Great. Well, we're almost to our last clip, so I will again say, Nick Sampson, if you've been, not to you, about you, I'm sorry, about Nick Sampson, if you've been enjoying his clips or you just, you think he sounds like he would have a good show, I reckon he sounds like he's going to have a really good show.
I think I sound like I have a good show. But
I'm not selling you very well this morning. I'm sorry, Nick. I'm feeling a bit off my game. Jewel Heist, though, May 9th to May 13th at the Basement Theatre. Tickets are $25 for an adult, $20 concession, or $18 on Cheap Wednesday. And we do have a double pass to give away, a double door list pass for May 9th. So if that's something that you would like to win, maybe give me a text, 5395, with your first and last name, and I will choose someone from that list to give that away to.
Nice.
Some free comedy.
Free comedy is the best type of comedy.
But I've really enjoyed having you in. Like I said, there's such a range of clips. What's the last one that we're going to listen to?
This is my favourite comedian, probably of all time, Paul F. Tompkins. He's an American guy, and he's very sort of genteel, I guess, maybe would be a great way to describe him. And this is his bit on Peanut Brittle, and it's just a masterpiece, I reckon.
I feel like he kind of sneaks up on you, I feel, Paul F. Tompkins, because for me, it was like when I became aware of him, it was that he was in so many different areas of things I loved.
Yeah.
And it kind of, I suddenly like made the link and was like, oh, he's from that and from that and from that. And
he does probably the most amount of good podcasts of any comedian, I reckon.
Yeah. What are some of his podcasts?
Oh, he's on Comedy Bang Bang. He's got Spontanea Nation. He's in Thrilling Adventure Hour. He's also on Super Ego and he's in Lauren Lapkus's podcast. He just does a lot. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and people might know him from BoJack Horseman, right?
Yeah,
Mr. Peanut Butter.
Mr. Peanut Butter.
Excellent, and just really all-around funny guy. Great. Let's play some Paul F. Tompkins.
Not long ago, I was in a novelty store because I am a fan of hilarity. And I noticed they're still making the gag peanut brittle. You know, it's like, looks like a can of peanut brittle. And then you open it up, and then snakes fly out. Ah, what a great great prank. I think the best time to get someone with this gag was the 1800s. You know, like before entertainment was invented. When people just sat around and stared at an open fire. What I noticed was they have updated the packaging on the can to make it look more modern, because that was the problem. But some enterprising head of a novelty company called his top men in. Gentlemen, this is unacceptable. No one would be fooled by this outdated-looking can of peanut brittle. I want 5 modern fonts on my desk by 5 o'clock. 5 by 5. Yes, I know it's a Saturday. But they did it. They got that shit done. Because now, if you were to come up to me and say, hey, Paul, would you care for some canned peanut brittle? I would, of course, say, oh, canned peanut brittle, the most common snack in all the world. I'd love some. I think I like it so much because I'm just so used to eating it. You know, just peanut brittle out of the can. I mean, you should see my home. You can barely open the door because all the empty peanut brittle cans lying all over the place. Here's my routine. Every week, when I go to the market, I head straight to the brittle aisle. Look to see they have peanut. Do they have a case in cans? They do. Perfect. Load up my car, and then I just start popping those cans open and eating the brittle inside. Love canned peanut brittle. Love it. I love it because you can get it anywhere. You just see it all over the place. You can buy it at the gas station. You can buy it at a greeting card shop. You can buy it by the side of the highway. There's just peanut brittle in cans all over the place. So yes, when you say to me, Paul, would you like some canned peanut brittle? I have no reason to be suspicious. Whoa, why did I just say that? I owe you an apology. Here you are, nice enough to offer me some canned peanut brittle, a snack we've established is very common. And I bring suspicion into it? Shame on me. So, if your offer still stands, yes, I would love to enjoy some canned peanut brittle, a snack so common it might as well be water for how much you find it laying around on God's green earth. No, no, no. I will open up the can. You have done enough. Oh, it's a twist off. Very convenient. Oh, my God! Oh! Oh! Oh, let me catch my breath for a second. Oh, oh, my heart is beating like a jackrabbit. Did you see what just happened? Oh. Oh. You were nice enough to offer me some canned peanut brittle. Now, I don't know where you got this particular can. One of 1,000 stores in the area, I'm sure. As I was getting ready to enjoy my umpteenth helping a day of the sugary treat, instead of being greeted by the familiar scent of canned peanut brittle, what should happen? But 2 venomous cobras jumped out of the can. One of them tried to hook my eyeball with a fang as he gained his freedom. I'm sorry, what did you just say? Still a little, my ears, blood in my ears from the horror. Metal springs encased in vinyl. Yeah. Sir, you have fooled me twice. Yeah, I really acted it up.
Don't get up. It's Catterday Morning Radio on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.